What's up, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. It's your first reaction, rapid reaction, more like several hours, a day later than usual. But this is a reaction looking at, taking a look at K-State football all season long after football games. And the season opening game between UT Martin is in the books. K-State won it last night. I'm recording this on Sunday morning, September 1st. Can you believe it, K-State Nation? September 1st, 2024. And look, well, let's announce the score first. K-State won 41-6 over UT Martin in the season opener last night. Score don't mean the whole thing. Because, look, I was in and out of the first quarter, right? And then had to go away for a little bit and watch and listen to the remaining game via Stan Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber, right? This game didn't even feel like 41-6. This felt like, oh gosh, this was going to be a close game against a lower college football opponent. No disrespect to University of Tennessee Martin, but it was at one point 17-6 when I checked back in to this game, 17-6, and the feeling around K-State Twitter, offense here, offense there, blah, 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 Alex Satan, blah, 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 right, that's what Alex, at least one of those Alex tweeted out, my co-host Alex Satan, which you will hear from over on the Podbean channel, coming up. We'll talk about this game even further than that. But just wow. I mean, we knew coming in here, if you listen to any of these K-State podcasts, including this one, right, the defense was going to be ahead of the game. And it sure seems like it. Desmond Purnell's name called all over the place last night. And Toby Otsunami, whatever the sack celebration that is, a Statue of Liberty or something, whatever he's doing, had a couple of sacks last night. Those two players stand out for me. I can tell you that right now. But flipping it to the other side of the coin, the offense, boy, yeah, I mean, it took literally until I cut on the radio station to listen to the rest of this game. The offense got going. So you can thank me for that. Because I probably should have never listened to the rest of this game if they would have set a score first. But when I was listening to this game, it was like, okay, what's going on here? And then I'm looking at K-State Twitter, interacting with some folks on there, saying, you know, some people saying, let's not panic. A friend of the show, Keelan Valentine, was in that camp. Who's been on the podcast, for others panicking a little bit, others saying we got a lot of talent. Again, it took the end of that third quarter on for the K-State offense to wake up. So Avery Johnson last night turned the ball over, had a pick, threw two touchdowns, 153 yards total in this game. Of course, 18th ranked K-State, Chris Klieman, and his team turning on late in the second half, 41-6 last night. It's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Reaction time out of this game. And Chris Klieman afterwards saying, quote, I'm happy we won. And I'm going to listen to the rest of this press conference here after the fact. Where I'm at. Quote, I don't know if relief's the right word because I've been on the other side of that. I'm happy we won, but I know we're going to learn and grow from this. We needed a game like this. We didn't need a 65-3 game or something. We needed to be challenged, and we were challenged, and our stars went into the fourth quarter. So that's why I took part of that. I mean, yeah, you're the better team in the scenario, but you got to give University of Tennessee Martin a lot of credit there for making K-State sweat. Now again, the offense, yeah, the K-State defense was up to the task against a kind of looked like a mediocre offense. from what I look like and what I listen to, what it sounded like anyways. But yeah, so, but between now and next Saturday against Tulane, now again, I'm going to be occupied because I'm going to be part of a relay team next Saturday, so I'm not going to catch this game. But I'll be checking, however, I'll be checking in and out, see what's going on. But a lot of work to do on the offensive side of the ball. Now, again, defense might need to clean some things up a little bit, but they look good. Offense, as we kind of suspected, a little slow off the gate there as well. And there were a couple of big passes late. Dylan Edwards caught one from Avery Johnson. There's a huge one from a great catch from Jace Brown there as well. So, obviously, again, and oof. What came to my mind last night, now again, I was back and forth, I was listening to the K-State game and paying attention to Notre Dame and Texas A&M. Colin Klein, we love him here at K-State, but that Texas A&M colors, oof. And that offensive performance last night, oof, 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 oof. Man, I tell you, and the way that I heard things from a couple of the podcasts, I think it was... I want to say it was Code Power Cat, but I'm not sure it was them. I think it was them because somebody said the offense got too vanilla. It got this and that, all this other stuff. They got too boring. I've heard that a lot post graduation. I've heard that a lot. Offense, and I got to the receivers on the week preview edition of the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, you want to listen to those, go, feel free, go back, scroll around. We have a lot of content out here during Labor Day weekend, so go feel free, check them out. This is the Pro Project Podcast, reaction edition of Pro Project Podcast, K-State, 18th ranked K-State, 41, Tennessee, Martin, 6, Eddie Greer, 3rd, here a little reaction edition of the podcast. Again, me and Alex, we'll talk more about it on the Podbean channel coming up this week, and we'll preview Tulane, but... I heard a lot about, you know, I got the receivers. I mean, I've heard too much of receivers, a lot of hype, but no bark, right? I'm gonna wait a little bit. Tulane, especially, you're going down there in that muggy atmosphere, muggy climate. There you go. That's what I'm looking for, all this other stuff. We'll see. They're going to be tested down there. And, of course, you're coming back home in a couple weeks, Fridays, take on Arizona. You'll definitely be tested there. It's Arizona, or at home, I should say, but I don't know, man. it's hard. When you talk up all these expectations, I'm throwing myself in here included. I put myself in that equation. With these doing all these podcasts, talking, speculation. Well, speculation is finally over. We actually get to see this product, and right now, it's a building product with its offense. With offense right now, they were after that touchdown, and who had? Now I gotta go back and see who had that touchdown because that's how bad that was. But Avery Johnson 14 of 21 on the game last night there as well. Let's just open up the box. Let's just go to the box score real quick here. And check it out. Yeah, K-State, they were up. They jumped. Eli is going to be a walk in the park. 14-0 after the first quarter. You're thinking to yourself, well, this is going to be easy. Get the lawn chair out. You know what I mean? Put your legs up and all that. But after that, it was a struggle. And yeah, the numbers, they don't tell a story behind the story there as well. 14-0. And then, Tennessee Martin got on the board in the second quarter. K-State added on 3 to make that a 17-3 game. And then all of a sudden you see Tennessee Martin start to get some momentum a little bit in the second quarter, slowing down K-State. And then in the third quarter, you're thinking, oh, shoot. You know what I mean? Almost said a bad word. I mean, oh, shoot. You know what I mean? 17-6. K-State offense, they were sleepwalking a little bit. You don't hear. I mean, I've been too many football K-State football games, but I couldn't hear nothing. Obviously, yeah. So yeah, it's definitely like yeah. So if you had Braden Lofton on your bingo card scoring the first touchdown for K-State, Did I give you a stand up? I'll give you a round of applause for that, because I did not, obviously, as well. And then the stat that we keep overlooking, and we have not mentioned this, Alex brought it up over on the Podbean app, was the special teams, right? I didn't even realize after last year, we didn't even make a touchdown on special teams. And it now, K-State is definitely tops as when it comes to special teams. Special teams, you, as we like to call it, here in the Midwest. And they got a block punt, return for a touchdown to break the long, yearless drought for K-State. And we talked about, and since, you know, Tennant has come on as kicker, he's had his struggles. He knocked down a couple field goals last night in the game, part of that scoring for Kansas State. But yeah, Brandon Lofton, Colby McAllister scoring on touchdowns there. One on actual touchdown pass, or one of two touchdown passes from Avery. And then the other one was a punt block for an easy scoop and score there as well. So yeah, Chris Tennant, speaking of which, yeah, 43 yards and 40. He hit a 43 yarder and a 45 yarder last night there as well. And we've been very critical of Chris Tennant on this podcast. So yeah, it's hard to gauge right now where this team is at when it comes to all that. But yeah, you have to like where Desmond Purnell's name. I saw his name pop up on the K-State Twitter feed a lot last night. He had himself a big game. As I said, Toby Osunami. I mentioned these guys already on this podcast here this morning. Big games last night. Ryan Davis had a couple tackles last night as well. A lot of rumors around him. So you're getting guys. Yeah, they're gonna be tested from here on out. Being with this Tulane game, so we'll find out more about this K-State offense and the defense moving forward. You're not going to have any more of these cupcakes. Now, again, you go out here, strap up, and be focused. Now, I ain't saying K-State wasn't focused. I was just saying, man, we all knew K-State Nation going in that the offense. Now, at one point I said, this offense will be lighted up. I have to believe it until I see it. Because right now, they had to wait until the late in the third quarter, early fourth quarter to get things going. We didn't see the backups until middle of the fourth quarter, where Jacob Knuth and Roberson were in there playing in this game. So that's probably the last one to see of them. Knock on wood, unless injuries come up. Hopefully not. But we know injuries are part of this game. We know that. So we'll see what happens moving forward. But yeah, they had to turn up a little bit last night. K-State 41, 18 ranked K-State 41, University of Tennessee Martin 6. K-State gets their first win of the year. They go to 1-0. And of course, Tennessee Martin Skyhawks go to 0-1 last night. Crowd at Bill's Niner Family Stadium. Shout out again, Jacob Pullen, Kevin Lockett, and several others. I don't have the list. I have it on a separate sheet. I don't have it up front of me right now. To the new class of 2024 who got inducted to the K-State Athletics Hall of Fame last night. 51,240 were there to see it. Another sellout crowd on opening night for K-State. Duration of this game was pretty much 3 hours. Kickoff was just a little bit after 6 there as well. So we'll talk a lot more over on the Podbean app. Download it right now. As we posted 2 episodes last week, feel free to check those out. Those were the schedule predictions podcast, including the preview of Tennessee Martin with Alex Aiden, GRIER number 3 EDID podcast. Again, GRIER number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast. GRIER number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast there as well. So get it, because me and Alex will talk more about this game over there. And get you ready for Tulane over in that schedule, over in that bonus channel as well. So download the Podbean app right now, K-State fans, for that. But K-State, 18-way K-State Wildcats football side finally hit the field last night to start the 2024 season. and they bounced Tennessee Martin 41-6 last night. And now Tulane awaits down there in muggy New Orleans, folks. And remember the last time we faced them here in Manhattan, Kansas, or over there in Manhattan, Kansas? It was not good, not pretty. It wasn't pretty. That's kind of a theme of this reaction pod here this morning. Not pretty. Not pretty. And they lost. But here, in this instance here, at least for Tennessee Martin, they took care of Tennessee Martin when they did what they had to do to win. Now you got to go down there where Tulane's going to be licking their chops again. But K-State, they're going to have to play better. They're going to have to play a little bit better. a little bit better. So we're not hitting the panic button yet, but we got to see a little bit more on really the offense side of the ball. But defense last night did what they needed to do there to shut down Tennessee Martin. So we'll find out. We'll get more questions answered here coming up on his first road trip, first road game away from Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Again, the Pro Project Podcast again. It's your first time listening to the pod. Appreciate it there. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it! Wherever podcasts are found, we're free and available daily whenever you have a chance to record Kansas State content. That's going to do it on this reaction edition of the Purple Project Podcast for right now. K-State wins it 41-6 over University of Tennessee. More your 18th ranked Rockets go to 1-0 and will face a tough challenge on the road next week. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. We'll be talking to y'all here coming up throughout the rest of the weekend. And until next week, go Cats.